I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. The Hopkinsville Elevator Cooperative is giving farmers across the western and central portion of the state a chance to sell their grain at a fair price and see some reward from participating in the cooperative. Grain marketer Ben Westerfield says the elevator is continuing to grow to serve even more farmers.
We go all the way west to the lakes, and we go all the way east over into Somerset, even into Lexington now. So we're stretching east as far as we are west. And then if you go north, it's kind of a dividing line as you get up into the Elizabethtown, Louisville area. And then we go as far south as Chattanooga. So we've got stockholders, active farmers, or landowners that have a part in this cooperative pretty much all over the region.
Westerfield adds Hopkinsville Elevator has become a worldwide company by shipping grain literally to countries on the other side of the globe.
Because we have the ability to load both on rail, truck, and on barge, and at any given time we have that opportunity to switch to the more profitable side wherever it may fall, but we are particularly proud of being able to go all three directions, and as I say, worldly. A lot of the grain, almost 99% of the beans that we handle, go overseas. So we've got a barge loading facility in Montgomery County, Tennessee, that gives us the opportunity to reach just beyond our state lines, and we're going across national lines and overseas.
Who are some of their customers? We'll have more in a moment.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the May 19th primary. It's the most important thing you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore on May 19th than to make your voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau.
We're talking with Ben Westerfield of Hopkinsville Elevator, who says you will likely see some products on the shelves that were produced by grain from the cooperative.
We've got some good customers in the pet food industry. We are in the spirits industry. We've got a lot of corn, a lot of Kentucky corn going to some distilleries in the region here. The next time you go to the grocery in general and you pick up some Tyson chicken, or you're picking up Purdue Farms chicken, a lot of our corn goes out on rail and is going to feeding facilities into the south.
Westerfield noted that the elevator is only as strong as the more than 3,500 member farmers who own it.
The biggest draw is the patronage. All the money that we make, we hope that we can give it all back.
Westerfield says Hopkinsville Elevator typically buys and sells between 40 and 50 million bushels of grain each year. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.